Zealand veterans Susie Bates, Sophie Devine, and Lee Tahuhu, affectionately dubbed the grandmas of their team, celebrated a momentous achievement on Sunday as the all-round White Ferns triumphed over South Africa by 32 runs to claim the Women's T20 World Cup 2024 title. Captain Devine had previously characterized the trio as three grandmas, and it was fitting that these seasoned players enjoyed their crowning moment together. For 37-year-old Bates and 35-year-old Devine, this victory marked a long-awaited redemption after falling short in the 2009 and 2010 finals against England and Australia, respectively. Their previous heartbreaks threatened to define their careers, but the Dubai 2024 tournament offered a perfect finale for these two legends. Bates, who delivered a pivotal performance in the Women's T20 World Cup 2024 semi-final against the West Indies, showcased her talent once again, scoring 32 runs from 31 balls in the final. In doing so, she surpassed Mithali Raj to become the most capped player in women's international cricket, with 334 matches to her name. Devine praised Bates, stating, "It speaks volumes of who Susie is as a player." Her aggressive batting set the tone for the rest of the lineup. Devine herself led the team with skill throughout the tournament, even lightening the mood before the final with humor. While her personal contribution in the final was modest at 6 runs, her remarkable 57 against India earlier in the tournament had set the stage for their victorious campaign. Tahuhu, often flying under the radar, contributed significantly with the ball and has now taken 93 T20I wickets. Devine highlighted her importance, emphasizing her relentless competitiveness and teamwork. In the final, New Zealand set a target of 158 runs, thanks in part to a crucial 57-run partnership between Amelia Kerr and Brooke Halliday. In the chase, South Africa faltered, with only 126 runs on the board, as Kerr and Rosemary Meyer excelled with the ball, securing the title for the White Ferns.